Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express, and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical slash agrochemical segment before we move on to other sectors and also bring you data points from the stock market. So over to Abhishek now.
Many thanks, Puravan. Good morning, friends. The end of month, update from our side. Lot of happening in the geopolitical space, but we focus on our agrochemical chemical sectors update. So Board of Zuari Agrochemical has approved the issue of 1,500 senior secured, unrated, unlisted, redeemable, non-convertible debentures, which is aggregating up to 150 crores in one or more tranches on private placement basis for the purpose of repayment of existing debt towards long-term working capital purposes and towards other cost and expenses of the company. The NCD committee of the Board of Directors of Zuari Agrochemicals at its meeting held on 25th February has approved the allotment of 900 debentures denominated in Indian rupees at face value of 10,000 each, aggregating to the tune of 90 crores. So, Zuari had raised funds through non-convertible debentures for about 90 crores. Yesho Industries Limited has announced that they have acquired land aggregating to about 42.14 acres in Bharuch district of Gujarat. This land has been acquired for future expansion of the manufacturing plant. Southern Petrochemical Industries Corporation Limited, which is PIC, has announced the shutdown of plant from today to carry out activities to improve performance, efficiencies and regular annual shutdown maintenance activities. The company expects to resume the operation during first week of April 2022. There would be some loss of production, we need to consider that. Crystal Crop Protection has launched post-emergent herbicide by the name Hula to protect sugarcane crops from weeds and help farmers to increase their income from sugarcane across the country, especially for the farmers in the Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra states. Hula is tested in various state agri-universities and more than 2,000 demonstrations were laid in the last 5 years with sugarcane farmers. Hula has been found effective in the control of narrow leaf weed and broad leaf weeds, which is a major problem faced by the farmers. On the agriculture side, Rabi harvest will start in the next few weeks and it is expected to be good because of the long winter. Mustard, chana and wheat crops look good as for the field. As prices has risen over the last few months, the SEBI has taken several steps to curb price rise, including banning derivative trading in commodities such as chana, mustard, paddy, wheat, palm oil, etc. However, this restricts the hedging capabilities for companies. Nevertheless, Rabi crop prices are expected to be good as export have been doing well. Wheat, basmati rice and non-basmati rice are key agri export, which we will be keeping a track of. On the result side, Rain Industries Limited has reported consolidated financial result for December quarter. On a quarterly comparison, the company has reported total income of 4,080 crores, which is about 4% higher, almost flat at 3,900 crores posted in the previous quarter, which is September. The company posted loss of 96.95 crores during the period ended December. And this is against net profit of 235.5 crores, which was posted in September quarter. This is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector-specific news and markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. So, an interesting day to watch out for. And there have been a lot of developments on the on the Russia-Ukraine conflict to the extent that Putin has announced the nuclear deterrent forces to be put in place, which has sort of triggered a panic not just in the NATO allies but the whole of Europe and also US. Most of the European nations, in fact all of them, have closed their airspace to Russian airlines, and this certainly seems to be building a negative sentiment here. Ruble has tanked by about 29%, so it was trading 119. So one USD was trading for 119 rubles, which is all-time high probably, and this has tanked by about 30% due to the developments over the weekend. So a day when we need to be cautious. And Dow Jones, whereas it closed about 800 points up on Friday, however, it is trading almost 300 points. It is down by the US 30, the US futures is down by about 600 points. So an interesting development here, and one needs to watch out for. Over the past couple of days, it seemed that the outcome of the Russian conflict, the Russia-Ukraine conflict, is very evident, and probably Ukraine would be taken over very soon. However, this is the fifth day of the war, and Ukraine has given a stiff resistance. And most of the European nations, as well as US, seemed to be dragged to this war directly or indirectly. So it could have a major impact today. One needs to be very, very careful. As far as FI is concerned, on Friday they sold shares worth 4,420 odd crores in the equity market. DIS at the same time bought 4,318 odd crore of shares in the cash market. Gold has again spiked up due to the developments of the weekend. Oil as well jumped about 3% and was trading in the range of $100 to $103 after its recent sort of correction over the past week or so, but the tension seemed to be building up, and it is still trading near its highs. One needs to be very careful today. Key resistance level to watch out is obviously 16,000 levels. The markets closed around 16,000. So on 24th of Feb, markets closed around 16,270 levels, and we need to watch out as how it could possibly pan out. The market could possibly correct. The support level seems to be around 16,200 and 15,950 levels. We will have to see how the sentiment in the pre-market, but the support level could possibly be breached as the tension escalates. As far as derivatives data is concerned, we are seeing call writing at 17,500 levels, followed by 17,800, and maximum call open interest we're seeing around 17,000 levels, which followed by 18,000 levels. For put, we have seen maximum put open interest at 16,500, followed by 15,500, and put writing was seen at 16,300, followed by 16,500 levels. However, these are the levels which could quickly change today, so one needs to be very cautious while reading these data points. Max of pain as of Friday closing stood at 17,000 levels. For HDFC Bank, Alchem, HDFC Life, IFFCO Labs, Kotak Bank, HDFC, Marico, City Union Bank, Hindustan Unilever, and HCL Tech, we are seeing a very high delivery percentage and long buildup on some of the stocks like Indus Towers, NAM India, GMR Infra, Persistent, Escorts, PPCL, and Havells. Some of the stocks which developed short buildup are namely IndiaMart, which has been correcting for the past month or so, after its results, Britannia, Metropolis, Hindustan Unilever, and Nestle India. Most of the FMCG companies which get directly impacted by change in the oil prices, and the prices which have shot through the roof, one needs to be very, very careful. On the Buldul front, Steel Exchange of India, so France-based financial services company Societe Generale has acquired about 5.3 lakh equity shares in Steel Exchange of India, which is certainly a good news for the company. For advanced enzyme technology, so former Warburg Pincus executive, Mr. Pulak Chandan Prasad, who owns the Nalanda India Equity Fund, has bought about 1.1% stake in the company, and this is done via open market transactions. Now moving on to some segment specific news. So Mahindra Life Space Developers has been picked up by Kotak Mahindra Mutual Fund, which has picked up about 2.19 equity shares in the company. These are additional shares that have been picked up. So the stake goes up from about roughly about 5% to 5.15 odd percentage in Mahindra Life Space Developers. Bharti Airtel will be buying 4.7% stake in Indus Towers from Vodafone, and it has reached into an agreement with a company called Euro Pacific Securities, which is an affiliate of Vodafone Group PLC. So it seems at least good development in the short run, because Vodafone could have cash flows flowing in from the stake sale. Vodafone is also looking to raise funds on 3rd of March. So good funds, probably funds inflow is expected, and this is something that Vodafone really needs. Hindalco Industries, so the aluminium major has entered into an SPA, which is share purchase agreement, with a Brazilian from Terabel, Emery de Mentos LTDA, and this is to divest the entire holding in Hindalco, the Brazil Industria Comercia de Alumina Limited, which is a step-down subsidiary of Hindalco Industries and is wholly owned by the company. So Hindalco looking to exit the Brazilian market, at least this company, through the transaction. Fortis Healthcare has been upgraded to a long-term rating of AA- from AA+, and this certainly is a good news for the short-term rating, which is given on short-term instruments. The rating has been upgraded to AA1+ from A1. Hinduja Global Solutions has completed the acquisition of Australian company Diversified, and in January the arm entered into a definitive agreement to acquire the 100% stake in this company. Hinduja Global is also looking to have a buyback in the recent future, so one needs to watch out for this stock. SGFN, the government has granted in principle approval for development of 400 megawatt solar park at Kinnaur to SGVN. So this one stock again, which should be in your radar. And this these projects will help SGVN in achieving its target of 5,000 megawatt by 2023 and 25,000 megawatt by 2030 and 50,000 megawatt by 2040. So quite ambitious targets here. One needs to watch out for this stock, if anything here. This is a trade where we can tell you that, and we can tell you with a lot of conviction that trade rich and trade safe, and don't be in a hurry to pick up stocks, because a lot of Indian stocks are certainly trading under value. However, how the sanctions on Russia and the developments around could possibly play on the market is something that needs to be watched out for. And probably the effect could be deeper in the second half, so you need to watch out until the second half before you decide to pick up anything. SGX Nifty right now is trading around 16,523 levels. It's a red candle trading downwards. It has, during the day, touched a peak of 16,994, almost sort of trying to touch 17,000 levels. Have the risk, have the price been absorbed by the indices is something that we need to watch out for. This is all from our side. We wish you a happy trading day, and rather a careful and a safe trading day. Till then, take care. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye and have a good one.